This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Q-H-U-I-K-A. The date of birth, December 26, 1951. The date of evaluation, February 10, 2025. The referring physician, disability and social service. The HCI. The patient is a 65-year-old Asian male who is referred for a disability evaluation. The HCI. The patient report. Disabling shoulder pain, fatigue, and overall doing poorly, period. He stated that he first developed left shoulder pain approximately 2 years earlier. He felt that the left shoulder had been injured secondary to repetitive motion, period. He underwent physical therapy without significant improvement, period. Subsequent MRI revealed the separation of bone and muscle, period. He states that he has pain with minimal movement, period. The surgery had been recommended, period. However, he defers on surgery, period. The past medical history includes 1, congestive heart failure, next number, coronary artery disease. Next number, hypertension, period. The medications were rosuvastatin 40 milligrams on daily, Jardiance 10 milligrams on daily, acetaminophen 325 milligrams, take 2 Q8PRN, excuse me, metoprolol 25 milligrams on daily, Entresto 49/51 1 BID, mirtazapine 15 milligrams 1 HS, pantoprazole 40 milligrams on daily. The allergies, unknown drug allergies, family history unremarkable, social history, you know, cigarette use, but denies drug use or alcohol. The review of system, musculoskeletal, he reports weakness of the legs bilaterally. This is worse with sitting or going uphill walking, period. Respiratory, he reports shortness of breath. This is especially worse than on walking uphill, period. He further reports cough and wheezing, period. Cardiovascular, he has had palpitations. Gastrointestinal, he has had nausea, bloating, and history of hernia. Neurological, he has headaches, dizziness, and tremor. Psychiatric, he reports nervousness, depression, insomnia, and difficulty arising. Hematologic, he has easy bruising and easy bleeding, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 114/64, pulse 62, respiratory 16, height 69 inches, weight 139 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Musculoskeletal reveals tenderness of the left shoulder on all passive range of motion exercise. The impression, this is a 65-year-old male the history of coronary artery disease dating to 30 years ago period. The patient would have been 35 years old at the time period. He is now reporting left shoulder injury secondary to repetitive motion period. The patient is noted to be severely symptomatic period. However, I do not have echocardiogram or pulmonary function test to define the veracity of his statement period. His clinical exam is relatively unremarkable period. Given his history of coronary artery disease and congestive heart failure, he is felt to have symptoms consistent with functional New York Heart Association class 2. Patient is able to perform limited activity period. The restrictive nature of his musculoskeletal disease is noted period. He should be reassessed from a cardiovascular and examination perspective of his shoulder within 1 year period. Considerations for surgery as appropriate. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.